This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. Now, stocks are still trading near their all-time highs, but I'm sure you've noticed several industries have now broken down. And you know what that means? That means there may be some opportunities for us value investors. So I'm going to revisit one of those broken down industries, which is the oil stocks. I did a podcast a few months ago about the insiders buying at some of the exploration and production oil companies, the E&Ps. But those same stocks have fallen further since those insider buys and that podcast. And some of them are now hitting 52-week lows. They still aren't really at the 2016 lows yet, which got pretty grim. I don't know, you know, many of us try to block it out what was happening last January and February of 2 years ago. But the oil stocks were really, really down in the dumps then. But even compared to that, these now 2017 lows are looking pretty juicy. So I thought some insiders had to be diving in again because we did see it earlier in the year and they weren't even this low, the stocks. And certainly I discovered, yes, they are. They are definitely diving in again. Now remember, the insiders buy in two different scenarios. They buy when they think they're getting a deal. And usually that means when the shares are really oversold, you know, they are hitting those lows, but they think, you know, this is overdone and it's crazy. They'll buy in that scenario. And then the second scenario is when the shares are actually trading either at or near a high, and they still believe that the future is so bright for their company and they're so excited that they have to own more of the shares even at those highs, and then they buy at or near those highs. Now, the second scenario is rarer. It does happen, and it's happened actually quite a bit this year. But it's not as common as the first scenario. And obviously, with the oil stocks hitting these new lows, the insiders are buying under the first scenario. In this case, once again, they believe their shares are beaten down and that the selling is overdone. Now, also something to keep in mind with the insiders is that they are buying for a longer term hold. They're not buying to see the stock rebound in the next week or even month. They have to hold these shares that they're buying for a minimum of 6 months, but usually the insiders are buying for the much longer term. And they obviously do think that these shares are on sale and they're looking down in the future and saying, meh, no, they're going to go higher than what these are. So keep that in mind. And remember also that just because the insiders are buying doesn't mean it's necessarily a, quote, value stock, unquote, like the ones we've talked about with value fundamentals, with like the PE under 15 and all of that. But the insider behavior can tell you a lot, especially in this kind of scenario where we're looking at an entire industry and a bunch of insiders at various companies within that industry all buying. So, you know, the questions you have to ask with the insiders are, who is willing to put their own cash on the line? Who believes in the oil industry, at least in the E&Ps, which is the only area I'm covering here, that they're getting a deal? Because this is their own cash just going out there and buying more shares. And all of these insiders already own a lot of shares in these companies. They get compensated by shares. They get awards from the company every year. That's like their bonus is in shares. Even the directors get awards. So they already have a lot. And to buy more takes a little bit more. So I looked at 17 companies, and these are a lot of the most common E&P names. They include the big oil guys that we all know. And I did not look at the oil services, the refiners, or the pipelines, or anything else in the other energy areas. So these are just the E&Ps, those that are most impacted by the price of oil. And remember, always, before I get into all these names, I want to remind everybody that this is just the insider buys. I'm not looking at whether or not anything else is going on with the fundamentals of these companies. So always do your own research on any company when you buy. And especially with the energy companies, as many of them have large amounts of debt. And this down cycle in energy is actually lasting longer than some of the ones have in the past. Yes, it's kind of different this time. So the companies may be facing more stresses than normal. So definitely do your research on any of these. But again, the insiders, they're on the inside. They're attending those board meetings. They're in the management meetings. They know where they're drilling and what the financials look like. So that's why I like to see which insiders are buying where, because it does give us an indication of where some of the deals might be. So let's get right into it. And I'm going to talk about where they're buying first and then kind of go over where they're not. So on the big cap side, they are buying again in Occidental. I know they were buying before, and I know I mentioned them before. The ticker is OXY. So two insiders, two directors have bought there in August. And then we had the CEO earlier in the year buying there. She bought some shares. So that's a considerable amount of insider buying in one of these bigger EMPs. So Occidental OXY. Then we have more insider buying going on at also one of the big EMPs, Apache. That ticker is APA. And in full disclosure, I own Apache in my personal portfolio. I've actually owned Apache shares since about the year 2000. So it's been a while for me. But three directors bought there in August of this year. One bought twice on both August 7th and August 17th. Now, the last big chunk of cluster insider buys where several of them bought was in February 2016 when the stock hit those lows. But when these Apache got down into the low 40s and now it's even kind of drifted into the 30s, that's when they were buying before. They were buying in the 30s in February of 2016. So it's also interesting that they've decided to jump in again here. Another big cap that I actually am surprised that the insiders are buying in is Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD. The last time when I chatted about this one, no one had bought, and the last insider buys were actually in late 2015. So they didn't even buy at the lows in early 2016. But now those shares are off pretty big here, and three directors have bought in August 2017. So that's pretty significant coming out of the woodwork here and suddenly buying. And I like when the directors buy because they get the awards and they usually are buying out of greed and because they feel like the stock is oversold. So I like all these director buys. So that's Pioneer Natural Resources. They're coming in there. And then turning to some of the smaller EMPs, this is a little trickier to see where they're buying at these ones. But there's been quite a bit of buying in some of the small caps because those have really gotten beaten down. So one where they're buying is Carrizo Oil and Gas. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's CRZO is the ticker. One director has bought three times in August, about 160,000 shares. This director is 2.8 million, so it's pretty significant buy. He also bought in March 2017, but no one else at Carrizo has been buying in 2017, just this one director, but it's a pretty big buy. So that's one to keep on your list. And then several directors buying at QEP Resources. That ticker is QEP. Two directors and the CFO bought in late July, July 28th. And then a director recently bought again on August 17th, 25,000 shares there. So the last insider buy at QEP before these current ones was in February 2017, and it was one of the current directors. And then prior to that was the president and CEO who bought last June 2016. Nobody bought in the January and February lows. So that's also kind of an interesting trend with QEP. And then let's turn to another small one where a whole bunch of directors are buying, Range Resources. RRC is the ticker there. Three directors have jumped in there in August on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 10th. Pretty decent buys there. The last buy by anybody here was in June when one director also bought. And then they also bought a little bit in March. So there's been quite a consistent buying at Range Resources in 2017, but we're seeing the cluster buy here in August as those shares have dipped considerably. If you notice, one director who bought in March of this year, he bought at $27.45 was the average share price. but the one buying on August 10th bought at $16.81. So quite considerable drop there. So they felt like they needed to add to their positions, obviously. So that's a couple of the small ones. I got a couple more. A couple more small guys who are also buying. So Viper Energy Partners has had some buying. That ticker is VNOM. But this is like a subsidiary of Diamondback Energy. They were spun off. They had like an IPO. So a whole bunch of insiders could buy at a public price from the underwriters. So in July, late July, a whole bunch, the general counsel, a couple directors, the CEO, the head of engineering, the CFO, they all bought at $14.75. But then just recently in August, just last week, a director bought as well. He bought at $16.07, so a little bit higher than the spinoff price. But I do think that's interesting that some, even though they had this opportunity to buy from the underwriters, have bought again, only not even a month later. And then we have a couple other smaller ones that I've talked about in the past. SRC Energy, they have not bought in this August kind of buying spree that we're seeing here. But their last buy was in June when the chief operating officer for development bought. And so they have had some buying in 2017. And that ticker is SRCI. And I own this one in my own personal portfolio as well. Also, SM Energy, no buys in August. That ticker is SM. But they had two buys in June. And that was from the CEO and Vice President of Operations, both buying in June there. So some of those are also intriguing, even though nobody's come in August. Some of those shares haven't quite fallen as much as some of these other ones we're talking about. You can definitely see where the shares have been pummeled, more of the insiders are buying. Now, where they're not buying, I'll just quickly read off those names. So Exxon has no insider buying in 2017. Same with Chevron, CVX is a ticker there. Exxon is XOM, no insider buying in 2017. Conoco, COP is the ticker, no insider buying there as well. So nobody at these really big oil that has, you know, refining capabilities and everything else, none of them are buying. EOG Resources, no one buying there in 2017. Anadarko, there was some insider buying in May 2017, but this was a confidence buy by the CEO after that accident, that tragedy, but nobody buying since then. APC at Continental, CLR, Harold Hamm, the chairman and CEO who owns a ton of the shares, he has been buying, but no one else at the company has been buying. His last buy was in May there. Cimarex, no insider buying in 2017. That ticker is XEC. And then a couple other smaller favorites. Well, I guess just maybe one more. Whiting, WLL, which I also own in my own personal portfolio. No buys in 2017 there. And the last buy was in May 2016 by the CEO when the shares were at 1029 and are now in the fours. So you can draw your own conclusions. Like I said, the last time I did this podcast is it's interesting to see which of the insiders are buying, how many are buying at each of the companies. These big kind of cluster buys of a whole bunch of directors and, you know, some of the upper management buying are pretty good indicators that they feel the stock is oversold. And that sends a real strong signal there. And remember, they're putting in their own cash. So this is just them going in for more, doubling down, as the saying goes, in some of these. And I do have to wonder, with the sell-off in some of these stocks, why aren't other insiders also doubling down and going in there for more? That kind of tells you something too, the ones who are buying and which companies they're buying at and the ones who are not. So keep that in mind. And again, as always, be sure to investigate the fundamentals on any of these. I just gave you the insider trades, but that's about it. That's all I gave you. So be sure to check out what's happening with their debt levels and, you know, are they making any money with crude here hovering around in the 40s? And that's something vital to keep in mind if this downturn gets worse or continues on for much longer than everyone assumed. The strong will survive, as the saying goes. So let me recap some of the tickers then. of those where they are buying. They're buying at Occidental, OXY, Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD, Apache, APA, Carrizo Oil and Gas, CRZO, QEP Resources, QEP, Range Resources, RRC, Viper Energy Partners, VNOM, a little bit, but only in June are they buying at SRC Energy, which is SRCI, and SM Energy, which is SM. Everyone else that I mentioned, no buying so far in 2017. But as always, I'm going to keep an eye on everything going on in the oil patch. And if you're interested in other areas that are kind of down on their luck, I just covered the restaurant stocks. That's another industry that's seen a lot of sell-off in the shares. And I actually investigated whether or not those are pure value plays here. I didn't even get into the insider buying at any of those. But there's some things that looking a little juicy over there too. You might want to check out that podcast. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, which is iTunes, and also on SoundCloud. And be sure to subscribe so that you get these every week. And next time, now that we're getting done with earnings season, I'm probably going to cover the other area that's been real, real bad, and that is the retailers. So I'm going to check out what values might be there next time on the Value Investor Podcast. So I'll see you then.